You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In what will be a regular interview here on the Tuesday Wire, I spoke with Minister for Women, Jan Tinetti, this morning. Every fortnight, we will be looking into topical issues facing women, policy for women in New Zealand, and the Minister's work under her portfolio. Today, we caught up about how the legislation change to the Equal Pay Act, which made pay equity claims more accessible for women, has been responded to. We also speak about how the Minister's first few weeks as Minister for Women has been, what projects the Ministry has planned for the future, and finally, we touch on Transgender Day of Awareness last Friday. Here is Jan Tinetti. The last time we spoke, you had just announced the changes to the Equal Pay Act to make pay equity claims more accessible. What has the response to this change been like?
We've had a really positive response. I've spoken to a number of women's groups in the last couple of weeks, and a lot of them are asking around what's next, and that's the work that I said. You know, this is just one stage in a long and massive amount of mahi that we've got to do in this area. But they are really positive. They can see that this is a positive step forward, and we've had a number of claims that have been lodged since then, so we're expecting that, because this does make it fairer and a more transparent pathway for making those claims going forward. So it has been really positive.
Now, just generally, how have the first few weeks as Minister for Women been going for you?
Well, actually, it's been really exciting. I have had a number of meetings with the officials from the Ministry of Women and finding out exactly where the portfolio is. But just looking at what's really important to women and what's on top right at this point in time has been an exciting challenge for me in the last few weeks, because we've looked at where we can take the portfolio. And of course, one of the areas that's right on top at the moment is the impact of COVID-19 on the lives of girls and women. And we're looking at what we need to be doing in that space and how we can make sure that the lives of women and girls and the experience of women and girls from COVID is right there in everyone's conversations.
Could you speak a little bit about what sort of impacts COVID-19 has had on women and girls, and what the government is looking at to help this?
Yes, absolutely. So of course, COVID-19 has had a massive impact on everybody's lives. We all are aware of that. But for the lives of women, they've been disproportionately impacted, especially on non-Pākehā women. So especially on the lives, we're looking at Māori and Pacific women and how it's really impacted upon them. We've already seen that there has been a disproportionate number of job losses in that particular demographic, and number of hours in their jobs have decreased markedly. And so there's also some elements that we need to take into consideration, such as increased requirement for childcare. You know, this is a big issue for women, and this is not something that automatically comes to people's minds when we're looking at making certain that the impacts of COVID are minimised for women. Childcare has a big impact. So those are the sorts of discussions we're having at the moment, and just initially looking into how can we actually help in that field and what sort of initiatives can we put in place to make sure that the impact is minimised for women.
Now, obviously, we've just talked a little bit about COVID-19 and that impact on women and girls, but can you speak about any other projects you're looking at or working on at the moment that we can expect to see from the government in the future?
Absolutely. So one of the areas that we have looked at is the putting into place the vocational and educational training. And I've had some conversations in the last few weeks around the fact that isn't that a little bit male-centric? Because we're looking at industries that are male-dominated industries in that space. So, for example, the construction industry. And I've got a couple of things that I would say to that is that, yes, we need to be looking at that. But secondly, we also need to be looking at the fact around the stereotypes when we say those sorts of things. You know, there's we've got to look at why we don't have females in those industries. And the discussion has to be around the fact of ensuring that it's an attractive industry for women to go into. And we've seen, actually, just in the last week, the numbers have been announced that we've got a large increase, 85% increase of people going into apprenticeships. And the number of women going into apprenticeships in those industries has doubled. Now, it's still not as high as what we'd like it to be. And we do have a 2040 target of 30% women in particular industries such as construction, building, those sorts of particular industries that have been male-dominated in recent years, or actually in every year. And so we will be looking at how we can get more women into those particular industries and into that particular training. There are discussions that I want to have. Why haven't they gone into those places in the past? Why hasn't it been attractive? Is it a safe place for women to go into? Do we have to look at the culture in those industries to make it a safer place for women to be in? Those are the initial questions that I'm actually developing and having those discussions around. But we will be working on encouraging more women to go into our vocational education training pathways.
I suppose that, for me, that's what I was thinking, was that idea of culture, and that people might say that within industries like construction or any of the trades which are hugely male-dominated, you might expect, being a woman going into there, that there's going to be a culture that doesn't support women to be within that industry, despite obviously there being a number of pathways and encouragement for women to get involved. But I suppose there are barriers that come with culture.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, as I said, that's something that needs addressing if that's the case. You know, we need to investigate that to find out if that's the case. But we do know, we're getting anecdotal stories that are coming through of the fact that people actually want to see women in the trades. I read a spin-off article just this week, actually, about how there's been a website that's been set up which identifies who the women are in trades, because the number of people that are actually looking to have someone, a female, come in to actually carry out their trades work is huge. And so this person has set up this particular website just so that people can identify who can come into their house. So I think that, you know, there are people out there saying we want to see that happening. And, yeah, as a government, we've got to be aware of that and help set up the conditions that are going to make it easier for women to go into those areas.
Absolutely. Now, finally, I just wanted to touch on this briefly. It was Transgender Day of Awareness last Friday. Are there any plans for the government to work with the transgender community this term and develop the conversations and policy around issues facing transgender women in New Zealand?
It is an area that I've started to look at. It's not one that has been fully developed at this point in time, but I'm really open to having those conversations. I am looking forward to actually meeting in the future with the particular groups and the sector groups that represent transgender women and having a really good conversation about their needs. So, as I said, policy hasn't been developed at this stage, but I really welcome those conversations going forward.
That was Minister for Women, Jan Tinetti, speaking on her first few weeks in office.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.